You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 27th of April, 2020, and this is the continuation of the Town of Curry Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to continue?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's start out. First day of the beach open, I would like to get reports from each of the... I'm sorry, John, you requested time. I apologize.
Start with a prayer.
I'd like to open with a prayer this afternoon, so if those on the phone and here in the room would join me, please. Almighty God, we know that everything is in your sovereign control. We ask that you keep coronavirus from continuing to spread. Give government officials the ability to safely handle people arriving from other areas. Help people decide to stay home instead of traveling or going out needlessly. Holy Spirit, remind people to wash their hands properly. And while it may be heartbreaking, comfort those families as they decide to keep their distance from elderly and other high-risk family members. Lord, through your ministry, you have showed your power and care by healing people of all ages and stations of life from physical, mental, spiritual ailments. Be present now to people who need your loving touch because of COVID-19. May they feel your power of healing through the care of doctors and nurses. Take away the fear, anxiety, and feelings of isolation from people receiving treatment or under quarantine. Give them a sense of purpose in pursuing health and protecting others from exposure to the disease. Protect their families and friends, and bring peace to all who love them. Lord, we lift to you our concern for people who are more likely than others to become severely ill from COVID-19. The elderly and people with chronic health conditions, protect them from harm and be their comfort in this time of uncertainty and for many, preventive isolation from loved ones. God, as more people get sick, healthcare workers and first responders are working longer hours with fewer supplies, with more risk of contracting coronavirus themselves. Renew their energy and sustain them on long shifts. Bring your protection upon them as they work with patients. Multiply their supplies so they have the protective items needed to stay safe on the job. Inspire and invigorate the research doctors developing better tests to diagnose this virus. Create vaccines to prevent it and identify protocols to eliminate the disease's spread. Lord, as families adjust to everyone being home, as businesses and schools close, we ask that you guide people in their new realities. Give spouses grace for each other. Prompt worn out parents to speak words of kindness and encouragement to their children. Help children find creative ways to experience the beauty of all you have created and continue learning. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness in how you have guided and equipped people in their jobs and have provided in the past. It can be scary and overwhelming not knowing how bills and obligations will be met or to not be able to provide for families. As people feel financial strain during the uncertainty, bring them comfort and peace, reminding them that you are there for them. Provide for them in their time of need. And Lord, we are so grateful for all the people who continue to work each day so that people are able to eat. We ask that you bless and protect them as they serve. Give them grace to handle disgruntled customers during supply shortages. Keep their bodies healthy as they unload and stock the boxes of supplies. Keep their cars and trucks running smoothly as they deliver needed supplies and food people have ordered online. And please protect them all from contracting coronavirus. Father, we seek your wisdom daily. Be with people making decisions that affect the lives and futures of families, communities, countries, and the wider world. We pray that they communicate clearly, truthfully, and calmly with each other and with the public, and that their messages are received and heeded. May truth and empathy be the touchstones of people setting policies for our protection. We ask all these things in your grace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, John. Mandy, what do we have on the line today?
51.
51? Okay. All right. Let's start out first day. Let's start with the department heads. Chief Kennedy.
Thank you, Council. Our lifeguards, I want to say they had a discussion with almost 24 people today. Just a handful of dogs and a couple of people. Most of the people they had discussions with were sitting down, either on a towel or just taking a break from walking. I patrolled the beach myself a couple of times, and it seemed like the flow was moving pretty good. People were being responsible and practicing social distancing. So it was a good first day as far as what we saw. I can defer the rest to the police department, but for the fire department, we have no other update.
No.
Excellent.
Good. Thanks, Eddie. Chief Bowden.
Good afternoon. I'd like to thank the fire department for helping us out. They did a great job. We've only had a handful of people we've had to talk to about moving. Everybody's been great about it. Nobody's given us a hard time about it, and we thank them for that. We've had 14 parking citations. Most of those, well, not most of them, a handful of those have complained about it not being clear where they can and can't park. I don't know how to make it much better. I don't know if the website can be updated, but some of them say they don't have time to read the website, and so that I can't help that. But
were those residents or
no?
Oh, out of town.
Yeah,
okay.
Out of town. Looking for just so you know, I'm looking for another message board to try to help out. I don't know how much it's going to cost, and as soon as I get that, I'll let you guys know and see if you'd like to pursue that.
Okay.
And parking contract with Lanier, we've sent them the contract. The mayor signed it today. We're just waiting on it to go up there to chain and come back. So hopefully they can start by Wednesday and get us off of that and let us get back on the beach and throughout the neighborhoods and all the other stuff. That's really about it. Like I said, everybody we talked to was super nice and no problems whatsoever.
So. Is there any areas you think we should change how they're roped off or anything from what you've seen the first day?
No, I don't think so on the beach. I think our parking, that's just going to be our biggest thing is getting it out. And most of our guys, we didn't write a ton of tickets today because we warned a bunch of people. We went to businesses and we're trying to do the right thing and not just go out and start hammering people. And even though they know or should know,
well, please let your guys know if someone gets a ticket, ask them to put it on Facebook so people know.
Yeah,
so. They can help us out too, right?
What about I Avenue? Any issues there?
I haven't seen any issues. I never made it to I Avenue, to be honest with you. I just didn't make it there. I was on the beach most of the day and in here dealing with Lanier.
I drove through there on my way. I mean, made a loop. And there were like two or three cars on I Avenue. They've been there all day long because I have FEMA residents that sits up there. But it wasn't that and 6th Street really wasn't a problem, either one.
I didn't see many people on 6th Street. I did go down south and look. I didn't see anybody down south in front of the air base or anywhere like that.
No, I didn't.
We got the no parking signs up front today.
Yeah, and Jimmy put some up. I concentrated mainly on the beach today, and the guys did most parking stuff. So, and like I said, the fire department did a great job. Appreciate that. And fellow works have done a good job blocking stuff off and just doing the best we can to.
I think the first day was good. So we'll get better as we go.
Maintaining the 30 minutes in Grand Atlantic there.
That's going to be difficult.
It's going to be difficult. Yeah.
So
unless we keep somebody there all the time, but hopefully people will keep moving and we'll just have to keep an eye on it. If it gets to be a problem, we'll try to figure something out.
Yep.
Can't get it from there. Maybe Lanier does.
Well, so we are going to mark a bunch of those. I know Jimmy's got the signs. I don't know if they're up yet.
They are.
They are. On the south side to help the businesses out. So.
Yeah. Looking at the beach, I thought it was well controlled today. Two ladies, I told them they can't sit down. I counted 6 vehicles without the town tag, and right behind me was Keith writing tickets. So, and on I, there were 2 on I and 4th that did not have tickets, parked all the way up in the back. People that I saw walk to the beach. So, surprised you got 14. I didn't see that many violations, but.
Good. Well,
and one dog going on the beach we caught, so.
Yeah. Yep. Good job. Good job by your team.
Yes, nice work on both.
I did get a report, Ed. I don't know if it's a fireman or a policeman, but a lady overheard him come up on a man and his daughter playing volleyball and said what they told her was very polite, nice, and the people didn't give him any, they didn't know, they didn't say if it was a police or fire or anyone, but they said that whoever came up to him, they heard him. Very polite, and they appreciate it. Oh, it's very nice what we have. So, good job to your guys.
I think it was fire department on that one. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they have a uniform on, so I'm sure.
I'm glad you did write a number of tickets today. I think we do need to set the tone so that by the time the weekend comes, at least the word is out that we're serious about this.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, and the men. And the women, excuse me. You do have a female on the course.
Oh, a department.
On a department. John.
I really don't have much update. I pretty much spent the day riding. I was watching too. I was on 6. I was on South Fort Fisher. I guess I expected more people to be down here than there were, but really wasn't too bad at all. Other than that, I had another report of a short-term rental. And the research I did and the license plate that was there, it looks to be the property owner there. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Well, I think with the beaches open, you'll see more of that now. So just continue to investigate.
Are we extending that short-term rental then?
We're going to talk about it tonight.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, John. Nikki.
Just a quick update on the food drive. Our monetary donation total is up to $10,660.
Awesome.
Amazing. And the food donations continue to roll in. We probably have at least another truckload back there. Wednesday is the last collection day, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then we'll take the final load to them on Thursday. And the dog park was reopened.
Tremendously successful campaign. People really responded. Excellent. Thank you, Nikki.
Absolutely, thank you.
Arlen?
Nothing new from finance.
All right. Mandy?
Nothing new for me. Mainly the same. The costs were what everyone else has been getting was the parking and the short-term rentals.
Okay. All right. Thank you, all department heads and your staff. I know that was a busy day putting up signs, getting the garbage out. First day opening of the beach. Well done. All of you, well done. So, we have a couple things to talk about tonight as we prepare ourselves for the rest of this story. Point coming up is we have to discuss short-term rentals and where we are on our order and where we need to be or where we wish to go. So I am open to anyone who wants to start the discussion.
Well, so what Wrightsville Beach and Carolina Beach at least discussed from reaching out to their emergency management groups is to follow the governor's stay-at-home order and move their orders to May 8th. Thank you. I was looking at my watch. Yeah. I had to switch over yet. To May 8th. That would be my recommendation to council. The county, when they made their announcement today, basically said, and it's online for anyone that wants to see it, they basically dropped all of the orders they made, and they're dropping back to what the governor's orders are. So one of their orders was short-term rentals. They did that at the request of the Beaches and Wilmington. They have dropped that off, but we still have the authority to do that. And with the governor's stay-at-home order, I would recommend that we just keep move it to May 8th until we see what he does next week.
So David went to the emergency managers and the town managers. I did speak with mayors. They are all on the May 8th page for the moment until there is either other action by the governor. But we have to make a decision today for what we're going to do right now.
I support the May 8th extension.
Thank you, John.
May 8th at a minimum.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. Alan, any?
I'll support the May 8th date, but I'd like more information on, I know we've been tying this to the governor's stay-at-home order, but our citizens, the North Carolina citizens aren't paying attention to that. They're still coming to their beach houses down here. And how are we going to ensure the safety of our residents? I guess it's...
Well, our order is only for short-term rentals. Private property owners can come.
Property owners are coming, so that's causing us more. So that if we do limit, if we do release the restrictions on short-term rentals, other states are what I'm worried about. People coming from other states that may not be doing as well as North Carolina and New Hampshire County doing. That's my only concern.
Absolutely. That's a concern of all of us. Anybody who crosses a bridge, we don't know what they do when they come back. We have no clue, but we have not taken property rights away from the people who own their homes. That's not something I would really want to support. We expect them to act accordingly.
Yeah, we hope people to act responsibly.
Yeah, right. We expect them to act responsibly, but we are denying their ability to rent it to anybody from anywhere.
I do support May 8th, but gather more information.
So what information are you asking for so I know who do you think I should ask?
Well,
I'm glad to ask. I think Stephen Steele's or anyone on their team.
Ask the health officials if they have a position on people coming in from other states.
Okay, I'll be glad to do that. I'll pass that on from our council to request information on a position.
Yeah, or if they have an opinion.
Right, opinion or position. Yeah. I can do that. Okay.
Okay, we seem to have a general acceptance, so I would like a motion.
I'll make a motion. We modify our state of emergency on short-term rentals to May 8th.
Second.
Any other discussion? Questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, short-term rentals extended to the 8th. And then we will address it again accordingly. Okay, that was one item we wanted to look at today. There's another item we want to look at today, and that is a request for parking. We have a request for parking to open up along Atlantic Avenue for 30 minutes. Any debate or discussion on that? There's actually a second.
K Avenue, 30-minute parking.
Yeah. There's actually a secondary element to that. That secondary element is the pier would be open, and the pier will be giving people tickets. The pier will only be open for fishing, not bystanders, and they will need somewhere to park. So the thought is that opening Atlantic Avenue would not deprive many of the street spaces from the residents. In talking to the owner, he'd be dedicating the gravel lot on the corner to all the workers in town, so the workers in town are not using the public spaces. So let's have a spirited discussion on that particular point.
I guess I'm confused. I'm not going to go fishing if I've only got 30 minutes to park my car.
That's correct. That's why he will be giving people a badge and has asked permission to let them stay longer.
Okay, so if I've got my sticker on my car, I can go pull in one of the slots on Atlantic and park for 30 minutes If I go fish, he's going to give me some kind of piece of paper I can put on the dashboard that says I'm good for all day or 6 hours or...
He was talking about a request for time. So we could potentially set the time, but typically it's been all day.
Okay. So a fishing person that's paid to use the pier can park longer than 30 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. But we're not setting aside those slots just for fishing people.
No, there wouldn't be any pier parked ones. If they're full, that's a problem. I mean, that's if they're full, they're full.
Right.
Now, those particular spaces, further argument, and I'm not putting a position. I'm just telling you inputs that have been received. The other thing is that the expansion of that to 30 minutes allows handicapped folks, people who just drive down, don't want to get on the beach, allows them to open their windows, park for 30 minutes, enjoy the ocean and the beachfront, because it is explained that we have a beachfront park. No other town has the ability to have their people park right at the water. And that was another point that was made in this particular discussion. So I think I had sent a note out on this particular point that we would be discussing it. I hope you all had a chance to think about it.
Right. So I think Public Works doesn't have a problem with opening Atlantic Avenue. And it's never worked from Public Works. Like the police chief, if he has any issues for either way, if you've even thought about it, what do you think, chief? So everyone can hear you. Sorry to put you on the spot.
My personal opinion is if you do it for the pier, you need to do it for everybody that owns the business down there. But nobody's open. I'm not sure how that would work.
Right.
If anybody is open and able to do that, we would need to do it for everybody. That's just my personal opinion.
No, I think that's reasonable, right? I mean, I think any business owner that requested, we should consider it the same way. So we do have to realize we're setting a precedent. And if all the other businesses open and...
Well, the 30 minutes is actually for pickup. But when pickup stops, they may have to go to 2 hours.
If the restrictions are lifted to where the restaurants and other businesses can be open, it will lift that 30 minutes.
That's what I think.
That's
too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you, Alan, but I'm just saying that we got to, just like with any other change, you got to think about all the other things. You can't just think about one. So I certainly understand the request, and the pier owner is the only pier that's been closed through all this.
Yes.
Right? Yep. So he conservatively closed when he didn't have to, which I think was a good thing. But now I think his point is, okay, all the other piers are open. I need to get my business going. And we wrote our state of emergency, not for this specifically, but for, in our state of emergency, it says for parking for businesses not going to the beach, right? And so now we've got a request from business. We've got to figure out how to respond to it, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly the question that Craig poses. I mean, I want us to help our businesses because they're struggling. We just got to figure out how to do that properly, I think.
I think opening Atlantic is a good idea for people.
I do too. There are two issues, I think.
Or just look at the ocean, or maybe sit on a park bench or something like that. I don't know.
I think now that the first day went well, I'm agree with you, right? So I worked on my phone and watched the beach for a while today just to see what was happening. And I think it's okay for us to open Atlantic. So that one I agree with. And if we want to split them out and do one and then talk about the other one, I'm certainly open for that.
Okay, well, we certainly can do that.
If
opening Atlantic makes sense for 30 minutes, then we should discuss that.
Open Atlantic Avenue for 30-minute parking, just like the other spaces downtown.
Well, before we vote on it, I don't think we should open Atlantic Avenue. I think people are going to park there longer than 30 minutes. And if you've, in my walks every single day, people are standing around on Atlantic Avenue. They're riding bikes. It's a lot more social distancing there. But people are meeting down there every day. And they're not going to be able to do that if it's lined up with vehicles. And it's residents that are meeting there, people that are walking, exercising. Of course, they can go to the beach now.
Yeah, the beach is
But I'm just not in favor of it. I was thinking of people going to park longer than 30 minutes.
Okay.
And I have a problem with people that fish being able to stay longer than a resident. You know, for an $8 parking pass, or fishing pass.
Bobby and I walk Atlantic almost every day if it's not pouring down rain. And before coronavirus and all the restrictions, there are a lot of cars along Atlantic in the morning enjoying the sunrise over the ocean. You're right, Mayor, that we have the only situation where you can park and view the ocean. And a lot of people enjoy doing that in their car. During coronavirus, there are a lot of, I'll say, residents that come down there and walk the short distance and use the benches, sit on the railings, walk their dog, not on the beach, but along the boardwalk there. There's a lot of exercise-type people, I would say, between 6:30 and 10 to 11. Along that area. I don't know that having all the car slots full will deter from that or not. But there's a lot of folks using that area that are certainly not in cars because it's blocked off right now. Mm-hmm.
Those are good points, John, and yeah, valid points too. Joseph, I think the only thing that's changed is really that people can now be on the beach as opposed to the milling around that they used to do up on the drive, on the area on Atlantic.
Right. But not necessarily with bikes up the debate. Or dogs or baby carriages or anything like that.
Yes, yes. I mean, you have an excellent point, Joseph. I wouldn't say you don't. I would hope that it wouldn't. Lanier's going to have to do a good job, but your point is opening it at all is a difficulty.
That's the reason we have Lanier, is to handle the parking issues that are beyond what we normally do.
That's exactly right.
David, when would you want to start this? Are we going to wait till we get...
We could wait for the contract. I'm fine with that. Well, I mean, just opening Atlantic, for me personally, I'm fine with opening it tomorrow, but I'm okay with council saying we're going to wait until Lanier comes on. Amy's looking at something.
I'm sorry. We have a question.
Okay, you good.
So, you want me to say it? So either way, okay, so for employees of the businesses downtown, for example, we had a business call us today. They have two employees, they keep a lot of things in their vehicle that they need for their business, and they wanted to know could they park in that 30-minute parking. We made the tags for Freddy's and whatnot, so we gave them those. But if all of the employees for all of the businesses are parking there, they're taking away from business parking for the customers. So
right now, the only businesses reached out, except for the one that you have told me about, was Freddy's. Jack's and the beer intention is for them to park in the lot that Mike Robertson owns on the corner, the beer owner and Jack's owner. He could dedicate that lot to his visitors, and under our state of emergency, he could do that. So he's trying to figure out how to open his business and request and council to figure out with him, you know, here's what I propose. You guys tell me how to open my business, right? He has other options. All the other options end up with people from out of town walking past more other people than put them in by the beer. And I think that's what he's thinking.
I would tell you that his offer was that his gravel lot on the corner of K and Fort Fisher would be dedicated to the workers that are actually going to be there all day. That's not a maybe a 2-hour fish or a 3-hour fish or a 4-hour fish. That's a shift. So he would take that problem away and put it on his private lot. But if he does that for his private lot, saving other spaces for town decals, he needs to know where he could put people who will stay from a variety of hours, where can he put them? And I think it's a reasonable question, and it's one that we as a council need to consider. Considering, I think you need to consider the entire package. If we don't do something with Atlantic, and if we open the businesses, and if we have 30 minutes, and if you need a sticker, where do the workers park?
Right, and the customers.
And there's about, what, 40? I don't know.
It depends.
They say when the businesses are running, it's about 70 people per shift that it supports. I would say it's probably half of that now. But you would have probably rotating 35 folks, 35 spaces that are going to be very close. Mm-hmm. The only thing I really don't know, that I really don't have in a position on, because I believe that Sam has a contract with his parking. So I really don't think that that's an option that can be done with a private lot, because I believe he's got his kiosk up there. It's not open, but he already has a contract.
Yeah, we didn't allow it to be open by our state of emergency, right?
Yep.
But so there are multiple ways to solve the problem. Some involve public parking, some involve private parking spaces either being used or not used, right? So it's not like we can't solve this problem. I think the beer owners requested an option to council, right? And I think it's a reasonable one if you think about, you know, what we've been trying to do all along, right? So if you look at the exposure issue, all of the other properties he could use for his customers would be further inland and require them to walk past houses and all the businesses to get to the pier. So they have an unloading zone, which we've identified. They would come drop off their stuff, and they'd go park their car two or three blocks away and then walk to the pier. They could do that. They could do that under the state of emergency that we currently have with the private property that he owns as an individual or his corporation. So he owns multiple lots in the town that are cleared that could be used. He could also reach out to Sam and potentially contract with Sam in the lot right there, again, walking past all the other businesses to get the pier. What he's proposed is, okay, if the parking's available, the town approves me issuing tickets so they don't ticket my customers, and they park closer to the pier. They go straight to the pier and then back. And the one concern that I spoke with him with, which I think you brought up as well, Mr. Mayor, is, okay, how are we ensured they're not going to the beach? Because that's the rub, right? At least in my mind, it's the rub, mm-hmm. right? So the rub is, okay, someone pays $8, which is cheaper than parking or cheaper than our fines, and then enjoys the beach. Not that I don't want people to enjoy the beach. I hope this doesn't last very long, honestly. But while we're in where we are, with all the other beaches doing what they're doing, we're going to continue to do what we're doing. That's why we made our ticket higher than Carolina Wrightsville. That's why I want the chief to well ticket so that people get the word out that, you know, if you're cherry picking a beach to go get a parking ticket at right now, you're going to pick one of the other two. I mean, to be honest, right? This is a different issue. All the other piers have been open through this issue in Wrightsville and Carolina Beach. Mr. Robertson kept his business closed through all this. Now he's going to open his business. He's asking the town's help on how to do that. I'm not wedded to how we do it, but in the next 4 days, we need to figure out, because he has private options, right? So make no mistake, without a governor's order or us deciding to do something different, I firmly believe and I support him opening his business. He'll figure out how to do it because he has multiple options. He's asked for one that he thinks is a better option, maybe for him or maybe for the town, but that's I think it's reasonable to discuss that, right? Either they park on private lots within the town and then make the walk, or we figure out how to park them close to the pier. And that's what he's proposed. So just so we're all clear where we are.
If we open Atlantic and say you can park there and fish, but you've got to go get some kind of piece of paper to put on your dash,
right,
then I don't think it would bother Mike the owner of the pier, if you actually fished or not. If you gave him the $8 and then went down on the sand.
He understands. No, he's very understanding of what the council's trying to do, because we've talked about it a lot, and he wants to support what council's doing for the town. So, I mean, you know, he's been through hurricanes and been through all the stuff that the town goes through on the fire department. He very much understands where we are in the hard spot, right? Because him and I have talked about it extensively. And I told him, okay, you know, we're going to watch. If we do anything like this, right, with public property, we're going to have to be sure it works. And people are going to, everyone's going to be watching, not just us, right? We'll get pictures and videos from people going up to the pier and then going to the beach. Guarantee it. Our citizens will be watching, right? I know they will. And so that's what the conversation I had with him is, you know, if this goes wrong, it'll go wrong hard, and the council, whatever we agree to, would pull right back out of it. If public opinion is like, here's the video of people doing exactly what you said they're not going to do. He understands the risk of that. You know? And I'm not saying I'm kind of for it from the standpoint of parking customers two or three blocks away and having them walk all the way, just has them walk through town versus they drive right there, they go on the pier, they get back in their car and they leave, right? But that's just my view. I'm open to counsel, but I want to make sure everyone understands what exactly we're talking about.
What if we made all of Atlantic an $8 parking, and the pier owner gets those $8?
Would you repeat that, John? Did you say
then people would be coming down to the beach?
What?
Then we'd be the only beach in the county that has paid parking to go to the beach if we did that. If you do anything like that, everyone else is going to come to those 15 or 20 or.
And these are all
spots.
Just day tripper fishermen anyway, because they
right.
Have nowhere to stay.
Yeah, they don't know.
They're really not going to bring anything with them when they come here.
All right, so what if you only, if the slots are there and you're going to charge an $8 or whatever the fee is going to be to park and fish?
Well, the fee
no,
is
it's
to
fish. It's not to park, it's to fish. So there's no fee. We don't get anything for that fee because parking.
No, we don't. The pier owner is going to get it.
Right.
Right. But the citizens.
I thought we were talking about opening up Atlantic.
Yes. For 30 minutes.
He's willing to dedicate a private lot for workers.
Which he has to do now. I mean, some of them have residential stickers and some do not. So the workers now are parking. Either they have, like Freddie's, a tag from the town, or they're parking on private property now.
But if they open up his private lot for the workers, he had requested, my understanding, for Atlantic to be open so that if people want to come and fish, because he's going to open the pier, they could park along Atlantic. They would pay him a fee to fish, and he would give them some kind of acknowledgement to tag their car that they are fishing.
Yes.
Okay. So if you made all of those slots, whatever the fishing fee is, who cares what somebody does? They go fishing or they walk the beach. They still paid the fee, and the pier owner got that money.
No, we care because of what that'll do to bring people to Curie Beach. We totally care about that. So every beach, every state of emergency for all the beaches in New Hanover County say that if you're parking, it has to be to an open business, not for going to the beach, including ours. So first we have to change our state of emergency if you could go to the beach.
Okay, the business is the fish.
Right, but that's right. Exactly. On the pier, not on the beach.
Right.
Okay. And I think, at least I'm fine with people going to the pier. The beach, until the other beaches open the same way, I would not be in favor of anything that encouraged people to come to Curie Beach. I talked to the other two towns about that today.
How do you go fishing for 4 hours and then going for a half hour walk?
Well, that's what I said. The citizens will be glad to tell us about that like they do all the other violations of everything. Mike can tell you the list of how our citizens are paying attention. They just are, right? Ed Kennedy can tell you, and Mike Bowden can tell you, and John Bassett can tell you that if someone did that, I'm pretty sure we'd get a video.
Mm-hmm. But they paid $8, or they paid.
They paid to go fish, not to go on the beach. But not to go on the beach.
No.
There's no parking in this town to go on the beach unless you're a Key Beach resident right now.
So if you leave.
Just like every other beach in the county.
If you leave.
Oh, I agree. I'm saying residents only.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that if we entered into some kind of agreement, we would make sure that whatever that parking thing says very clearly says for parking to, you know, use the services of the business only, not for beach access. Because when we give a ticket to someone, they're going to be very upset about it. And so when Mike or one of his guys has to give the ticket to the person that does it, we need very clearly, and probably we want the attorney to put the wording on there for that, to support the ticket that we give them.
We have a lot of people, a lot of the gentlemen that are sitting around down there, I know they don't, I've met them, they don't live in Curie Beach, and they're coming in from across the bridge. They're in the county, but they're coming down and they're sitting there in the area of the pier. They don't have a sticker on their vehicle that says they're, you know, Curie Beach sticker, mm-hmm. because they're not residents. So those people won't, if I understand correctly, that's the type of thing that you can't, those people can't park any longer unless they're going to go fishing. Correct?
I'm sorry.
Okay, if you don't have a sticker for 30 minutes. If you don't have a sticker on your car, you're not going to be allowed that 30-minute parking.
Unless some residents let you park in their property. That's exactly right. Which a lot of our residents are doing.
Correct. I don't have a problem with letting residents park along Atlantic.
Right.
The older people that want to drive down there and right. see the beach or sit there for a while and enjoy the ocean. I don't see that being a problem.
Right. I agree.
The problem is going to be the people that come fishing and the wife comes along with them and they expect to be able to hang out in the car or go down the beach or walk and do whatever they want to do. That's a problem.
I'm not saying it's not. I 100% agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, we may not. Sorry, go ahead, Mandy.
There's confusion among staff because we thought the 30-minute parking was 30-minute parking for you to pick up food or something from a downtown business. You did not have to have a sticker to park there.
That's correct.
You do not.
Okay, because that's what it sounded like. Because we all just kind of looked at
no.
each other.
You do not need a sticker to park there.
If you're more than 30 minutes. Right now, the 30-minute parking, you don't have to have a town sticker for that. So you can get Freddy's or Jack Mackerel's.
Okay. Because the
or the coffee shop.
But the I'm sorry. But the on-street parking or any parking not in there.
That's right.
You've got to have
that's exactly okay. right. Yes, okay. sir. That's how
I
read it.
I did correct. You're right.
So just
I mean,
a
suggestion.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Finish.
Just for the parking issue.
Yes.
So Mike, it's my understanding, owns the lot beside the community center.
Correct.
So mm-hmm. what if we use that in the community center for employees? For downtown employee parking, for the restaurant businesses, etc. What if they park in those, his lot and our lot at the community center with a special tag, and then his lot could be open for his fishing?
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. There's
that's
other
true.
Options.
And he will, I am sure that Mike will find a way. He was offering something. I mean, I would say this, as we just think through this, 90% of the people in this town park in that gravel lot. Mm-hmm. During the year, to go to the businesses downtown, to go to the beach, go to the festivals, that is not blocked. It is not. It's private property. It's not blocked. It's not asked to be paid to park there. Sam, with a large lot and looking for help for taxes, and that makes sense. He's a businessman. I would not. He has set up an arrangement where there is a parking. Mike has that option as well. He has an option on three lots that we all use in this town. So the only thing that I would say is, thinking through the whole thing, you want to think about what makes sense. You want to think about what he has to do, what we have to do, and how we protect it. Now, enforcement is a difficulty. I am not saying it isn't. And I'm not saying go one way or the other. I'm just asking you to think about all of it.
Yeah. Well, I think the issue is there's a lot to think about. There's 54 people that heard that I think can email us their thoughts. We don't have to do anything for a day or two.
We're going to
need to meet again at least Wednesday and probably tomorrow, because the county, after we get past this, we'll talk about what the county just announced. I'm open for getting some inputs. From my perspective, you know, the business owner has multiple options. He's requested something for the town. We need to answer him so he can make plans. But you know, he has a little bit of time. I don't know if he gave you a deadline. Please answer the question.
He thought if this was an issue, he said, I would like to know quickly so I can take some actions.
That's right. Yeah, right? He's got to make plans, right?
So I would suspect that we need to tell him by Wednesday what the will is of the council. So it is an opportunity for people to check in, thinking about all of it, and then with thoughtful opinions.
I mean, I kind of like Mandy's idea of, because we right now the community center is blocked off. If we made that employee parking, that's pretty easy for us. No one's using it. It doesn't impact some citizens getting closer to the beach. It opens up some more, at least sort of close to downtown. It's not a great option. My only concern is just people walking, but people are walking anyway. When I walk around, people are all over town anyway. But
you can cut through the park.
Right.
It's like right through there, just skipping through. Well,
not necessarily. No, you're gonna cut through big days like everyone that parks at the community center and walks downtown does. But they're closed,
it's
right?
Open for,
yeah.
For,
that's
you know,
right.
Pier fishing yeah. customers and business customers, and
yeah.
not all the employees can be in one section with one town.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's a different option, right? And I think we can, there's a couple options we can talk about.
Okay, so why don't we're going to push this to probably tomorrow evening.
So are there other questions from council that we should ask or investigate as options? So one was what Manny proposed, which is the community center and that and private property, which is his private property.
I don't have a problem with us using that. I think we're going to get pushback because they don't want to walk that far.
I think the business owner wants to work with the council. He made a proposal. You know, we can definitely talk to him. Here's what council talked about. In fact, I'll encourage him to listen to the discussion before we talk, because Beth gets it up so fast, so he can actually hear what we just talked about before we talk tomorrow.
Just keep your customers close.
Yeah, and then, you know, we'll see what he says. He's very reasonable, and he understands the tough position the council's in around regarding part of this, right?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a demand. This was a question of council.
It's difficult to do this on the fly without having a discussion without having. I mean, we all have our opinion. We all have our concerns.
Yeah.
We all have to be on the same page.
No. Well, he'd be glad to talk to anyone on council. You know, I'm just offering to make sure he listens to our conversation and then talk about that.
I personally don't have a problem with him issuing the parking pass, and putting it in a window. And if we do have some people that abuse it, then we'll just have to figure that out. We can't settle all that right now.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at, right? Because I understand what our citizens tell our police and fire all the time, right?
Yeah.
And so, do I think someone may try to abuse it? I do. If we report it to him, he can ban them from the pier. Fishermen get banned from the pier. I worked there a bazillion years ago. That's heartache right there.
Yeah.
Especially with the beaches closed for at least until May 8th.
But
you know?
If you don't have a drop-off place for older fishermen,
right.
It's not realistic to think about them carrying all their gear.
Right.
And then going back to their truck to put the pass in the truck is just problematic.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I'm with you.
All right. We're going to move this discussion to our next meeting.
Do we wanna,
for conclusion.
Do we want to make any action on Atlantic Avenue just for the citizens to come and do the 30 minutes?
I made a motion, we opened it, and then we stopped it.
But I'll second
I'll remake it.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I make a motion, we open Atlantic Avenue to traffic and 30-minute parking just like downtown.
I'll second that.
Any other comments, Council, on that point?
Excuse me, are you guys wanting to do citizen questions?
I'm sorry, I didn't, it wasn't clear what you said, ma'am, but we are in council discussions right now. We're really not taking input. Thank you.
We will have questions before we close.
Yes,
in.
We'll have questions when it comes to
okay,
it.
Okay, well, this is, okay, well, I was just concerned that citizen questions like citizens may have good input, so before you make a motion and second it, maybe you should your citizens out as well.
Usually we will ask that before we vote. Is there any other council inputs? Okay, we have a motion and we have a second, and if there's a comment, we will listen. Name and address.
Ma'am, now.
Susan Lighthouse, 1354. Fort Fisher Boulevard South.
Okay.
Okay, and the question is, or the comment is, why limit the 30-minute parking to just people, if you open Atlantic, to just people that are fishing? Because there are people that, as someone mentioned, who like to go over and sit on the benches, and maybe they're supporting our other locals that have been back for Friday or somewhere else on the island that's open for lunch. And taking carry up, and maybe they might have a little bit longer to pick up the results if they're sitting on the bench and they want to open the ocean as well, instead of since they're not sufficient.
So, ma'am, I believe you misunderstood. Opening that is not just for the pier. That would be for anyone so they could park for 30 minutes. It's not just for pier parking.
Right, okay. No, I understood it to be 30 minutes, and then I thought you also said that the pier, if they do that, they can put something in their walking field that says they can take park there longer if they're fishing, but they're not allowed to be walking.
So we split the two issues. And right now we're just opening Atlantic Avenue for 30-minute parking. We postponed the discussion on parking until council can get more information as far as pier parking. So the motion that's on the floor for council right now is just to open that to anyone for 30-minute parking. They don't have to have a Kirby's residence sticker. They are limited to 30 minutes just like downtown so they can visit our businesses or see the beach. So that's the motion that's on the floor now. The fishing conversation has been delayed until council gets more information and re-engages on that conversation. Does that square in the way now, ma'am?
Okay.
Excellent. Yes. Sorry if I was not clear. I apologize.
No.
I did misunderstand because I thought it was going to be citizens only, but no, everybody.
The 30-minute parking right now for downtown is for anyone for 30 minutes. So someone from out of town can come into the town, go to Freddy's, wait for their meal, go look at the ocean, and at least the motion I made was to open Atlantic Avenue the same way.
Okay.
So that would make east of the stoplight, those two rows, you know, the one on the south side and on the north side, and then Atlantic Avenue would be added to that so people could get a chance to see the ocean and then move on.
Mike, do you know how many spaces that is?
On Atlantic?
Yeah.
It's
about 30.
No, not right off the top of my head.
30-ish?
I think that's right.
Probably closer to that, yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's not.
I can tell you for length of
it. John said 23 or 26.
23 or 26 from John.
It's
Oh, 23 or 26?
One of those two.
I think so.
Okay,
that,
somewhere,
I think so.
Somewhere in the area of 30 is what I'm getting from the people who should know. I guess I should know as well, but I don't. Okay.
Because we're going to need to make more signs for all those spaces, correct?
Yeah, the good thing is Jimmy can put those up. We'll probably put them up. I have to ask Jimmy how he'd want to do it, but I think we'll put them on the bumper instead of having them highlighted, just because that's easier.
And the truth is, this
are
is
there bumpers on those spaces?
Yeah, there are.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I thought there were.
But did you see the ones that he made in the bucket with the...
I haven't been down there, but
yes, Jimmy will. I have, but I don't think we need to put 30 of those up.
Okay.
I just think that wouldn't be necessary.
It's too much.
Yeah, but I would tell you this. This is not a forever thing.
No.
Coming on May 8th, if there's new orders from the governor, we may actually go to two-hour parking for a restaurant business. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is temporary between now and May 8th for the moment. For the moment. So, anything else?
Hi, this is Caroline Costigan from 662 Blue Point Lane, and I do have two questions. One is, who is going to be responsible for, quote, policing Atlantic Avenue to make sure people aren't parked there more than 30 minutes?
Lanier parking, that's what we're paying.
Okay. Or
the
right. So
the
can I take care of that?
Yes, ma'am. That's why we're
okay. And my other question has to do with the theater opening. And I'm just wondering, when he opens, is he actually opening the building itself or just the fishing pier?
No. All he's opening is the fishing pier. He will not be allowing pedestrians. And they will actually be going to the window, and they will not be going into the building. So he will not, though
so
he, if you've ever.
The restroom facility, will those people who are out here fishing all day, what will they be using for restrooms?
I don't know.
He's working on that issue right now, man. I think his plan is not fully vetted. But he understands the requirements for opening includes restrooms, and he's trying to figure out, as I understand it, how to make sure he has access for the limited number of people based on the governor's state of emergency, which allows him 158 fishermen max. So he's making plans with his staff on counting the number of people going and coming so he doesn't exceed that number, as well as restroom facilities for them.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Wick Blue, 4th Avenue.
Yes, Wick.
What is council's opinion or thought about opening this up and having more people come to the beach, come to see friends, etc.?
Coming to see friends? I don't understand the question, Mr. Winfield.
Now the beach is open now, so you have a resident here and they have friends that come down to enjoy the beach also.
Yes, sir.
I
can't speak for council, I can speak for myself, and then I'll let them pile on or tell me I'm wrong. Just as I wrote in the letter to the citizens, individual citizens are making decisions every day on who they interact with and how they interact with. Some of our citizens are inviting people into their homes and parking on their private property and having a large number of citizens there, which is kind of a dangerous activity, but that's their choice. Other citizens are not. We are regulating based off the strategy that council, the federal and state government all said, which is to ensure we all have access to public health care. That strategy has been effective, and it's built because of a lot of things. If you look at how North Carolina is doing compared to all of the maybe not all 50 other states, but definitely the majority of the other states. We've done an excellent job in multiple areas. One, in expanding our access locally. So New Hanover Regional Medical Center's increased 300%. Getting PPE, both sourcing it from the supply chain as well as donations from the community, which I encourage people, if you have PPE, to continue to donate it. But the health community says they have sufficient PPE and they're monitoring that daily. And then in just, as we say, flattening the curve, or I will say that actually as everyone says it now. So I encourage the citizens to continue to make good decisions, but those are individual decisions about people inviting people to their homes and onto their private property.
I'm actually going to be a little more direct, Wick. The intent of managing parking is so that we can have a controllable number of people on the beach and we can manage it with the resources we have available. The intent of having, if everybody asks their friends to come and park and get on the beach, it's kind of defeating the intent of us trying to manage the activities to keep at least some semblance of safety. So David is totally correct. Everybody has their own choice here, but you have the choice. And Wick, you're probably asking a question because you want to hear an answer, not because you want to do it. But the choice here belongs to the people. I would tell you to think it through before you do it.
Mayor? Kind of answers. You know, what I was thinking also, I just was thinking the potential for having more people come into town and actually stay, you know, with loosening this up a little bit.
I have to agree. We open the beach. Let's see how this goes for a week. And then if everything's fine, then we'll open Atlantic Avenue. Instead of taking baby steps, to me it seems like we're beginning to take larger steps. And I'm not a fan of that.
Well, so I'd say I'm sort of with Joe a little bit, but not for the same reason probably. I think council should not go any further than the other beaches around us because we're much smaller than all the rest of them.
And I want to remind everybody, we're on the 30-minute discussion. So if the questions come in, please keep them on what it's on the motion.
Mayor, there's a long Atlantic Avenue. If you take the few slots that are in front of the Pier House building, you know, where you could turn right down mm-hmm. at the end, and then the ones all the way out to the end. You pull up Google Earth, and you can't exactly tell how many handicapped there are, but there's 43 slots.
43, okay.
And then five or six probably handicapped.
North of Hay, there's 36, five of which are handicapped. That's north of right. Hay, though, not the south side.
Just taking the left. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, gentlemen, now we have a motion and we have a second. I have to call a vote on whether or not. Could we have a repeat of the motion, please? I've forgotten it.
I made a motion that we open Atlantic Avenue to the north of K Avenue for 30-minute parking.
And we have a second on that. Therefore, this is not to do with the pier. This is not to do with anything. It has to do with 30-minute parking extending along Atlantic Avenue. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Me.
Joseph, that's not the right answer.
Nay. It's
nay. No, nay. Okay, never. Thank you.
Are the seven slots south of the pier part of downtown parking?
Yeah. They are open now. The 30-minute parking. Yes, sir.
Okay. So that will allow handicapped residents and others to enjoy 30 minutes view or to walk down and stick their toes in the water, but it will not be more than 30 minutes, and Lanier will manage that.
I have two other updates for the council.
Yes, sir.
So I don't know if everyone saw this, but yesterday the New Hanover County had a press release regarding testing, which is a very good thing. So they have expanded COVID-19 diagnostic testing in the county. They basically received 10,000 test kits and they want to use them, which is a great thing. Their goal is to test up to 2,400 residents over the next 4 weeks. And they have a number to call if you've had symptoms. So you'll be pre-screened by a public health nurse before being referred to a test. So this is kind of a change, which is a good change. So if you think or you know someone that thinks they've had COVID-19-like symptoms, which is taste issues, smell issues, high fever, those type issues, the CDC has a list of them. Those are the three that stand out to me. If you go to the New Hanover County government website, nhcgov.com, and look for testing, there's a number you can call or you can get your friend to call to get a test, which is awesome. Additionally, they have antibody testing to see if someone's potentially had it. Public health plans to first offer the antibody test on those who have lab-confirmed cases to understand if they've developed antibodies, and then additional targeted antibody testing deployed over the coming weeks before expanding to community at large. Sorry for a bad reading. So both of those were good news on the testing front, just like we talked about, the county was working to increase that. And their belief is that'll put us at the forefront of testing in North Carolina, potentially in the U.S. So that's a great thing for our county. And then secondly is the change to the state of emergency order for the county. We talked about this a little bit about short-term rentals when we spoke about that, but New Hanover County is letting the expiration of their local order to occur on April 29th at 5 p.m. And then basically their order just mimics the governor. So all the specific issues they had basically go back to what the governor's limitations are versus the more restrictive they did. So the governor's order that outlines businesses that can be open and those that need to remain closed, specifically those that are close contact, stays in effect because it's the governor's order. Restaurants in the county will be able to offer carryout food, which they are doing now, in addition to ongoing delivery and curbside pickup, must continue to comply with social distancing requirements. Dining service, including outdoor seating at restaurants, is still not permitted as outlined in the governor's order. Public gardens, basketball and volleyball courts, this is for us, will also be open, but social distancing must be adhered to and groups cannot be larger than 10 people. Public restrooms will remain closed per the governor's order. Beaches are no longer restricted by the county, but all three beach towns now have their own orders in place declaring limited beach openings. Hotels, motels, and short-term rentals are no longer restricted by the county, but each municipality may choose to write orders specific to their jurisdiction around short-term rentals. And in their order, they say Carolina Beach has already extended this restriction until May 8th, which we just did tonight. So just wanted to make sure everyone understands that New Hanover County is drop their restrictions and we're at the governor's restrictions or any additional restrictions from the town itself. So those are the two updates from emergency management, sir.
Was playgrounds included in that anywhere or is that in the governor's?
It's in the governor's.
Okay, thank you.
And so
I was looking, I thought it was, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, so actually playgrounds are
governor.
It is the governor.
Yes, it's governor.
It said parks are open, playgrounds are closed because of the potential spread of COVID-19 yeah. from the equipment.
Can't use your equipment.
Yeah, that's how the governor spread it, yeah, I remember.
Okay, good.
And, Manny, can we just consolidate all the governor's orders into one and post it somewhere? Because it's pretty hard if you go to their website. You got to go through every 113 through 121 to get all of his orders. I don't know if you guys can mash them all together and make it easier for our citizens to find his orders. I was trying to look at it today and I was a little...
We can try. We had a little bit of trouble when we scanned it in because their paper's a mile long and when we scanned it, it did not take that well and it was cutting sections out.
So we'll just pull all their PDFs and put them in governor's orders. Okay. I'm fine with that. But when I looked, I guess they stopped describing what they were, so I had to open every one of them to figure out which ones were state of emergency and which ones were other things not related to it because of the way they did them.
Okay, yeah, we can compile
them. I like how you guided us to put ours all together and just add to it so you don't have to go all over the place. That's all I have, sir.
All right. Okay, any other comments from council? Any other things that you would like to bring up? If not, we'll open it to the public. So, Alan, you got anything?
Nothing, sir.
Joseph?
Sign up for your census.
Good job. John?
Nothing additional.
David?
No, sir.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Okay. Sorry. We will we'll open it up to questions or comments. Well, let's make it questions. How many people on the line, Mandy?
We have 58.
58, okay.
Hello, this is Michael Siegel, 1437 South Fort Fisher Boulevard. And
yes,
I just want to clarify the statement of the questions related to short term rentals. Did you say that they ordered higher than 8 and it would be?
The governor's order is the stay at home order, which expires on the 8th. If he extends that order, you would have a hard time explaining how opening short term rentals is in support of that order to stay at home. So everybody's watching to see what he does. He really hasn't forecasted it, but the fact that he is moving things a week at a time should offer some hint that he is trying to move as rapidly as he can. So we will have an action. We will have his announcement prior to that, and then we can make a decision. Hope that helps. I know you want a date, but we don't have a date right now, except that this order exists to the 8th. That may be the end, or it may be the beginning of the next order. I don't know. I wish I had more for you. I know it's tough to have a property and not be able to rent it.
Understood. Don't worry. I appreciate the clarification. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I appreciate what you guys are doing.
No problem. Thank you.
This is David Garza. I've just got kind of a question or a comment as to how you justify the Atlantic Avenue parking, and I know you've already voted on it, but I'd like to hear.
How we justify the Atlantic Avenue? Was that your question?
Yeah, what I'm thinking is to do quick math, and you take the daylight hours and the number of spaces and 30 minutes parking. And then we basically opened up parking to anybody that wants to come that doesn't need a town sticker. You do the math on 40 spaces at daylight hours and a couple of people per car, you've got 2,000 potential people visiting that downtown area to walk on the beach for 30 minutes at a time. That doesn't really comply with the idea of restricting maintenance.
So these individuals, you're right, they can walk on the beach and they can exercise on the beach, but they may not stay on the beach.
Somebody's got to
do it. No, but you're just adding a whole lot of potential for people to come and creating a magnet by opening up more parking spaces.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think council maybe... We may want to clarify where we are, and you guys said it, and I didn't catch it until he just reiterated. They're not allowed to go down to the beach for 30 minutes, guys. The 30-minute parking, all parking in town is for the businesses, and Atlantic Avenue, you can look at the ocean, but that in our state of order does not, if you're not parking to go to a business, and with Atlantic Avenue, we might have to talk about that a little bit with the opening. That still doesn't allow you to go down to the beach. Not the way we're saying
so
mercy.
If Lanier drives by a vehicle that's empty, what are they going to ticket them for?
Yeah, they're only going to take them 30 minutes. That, I guess that's a great point that, that he brings up. We might want to look at how our state, let me pull it up now, actually.
If the car's empty, they could be picking up lunch.
Right.
Or dinner.
Or they could be sitting on one of the or they could be sitting on the parks. I think that's a good point. I think that
probably
was
difficult.
That
I
was
think the, a good idea.
The presenter's point. Well, you should have made your point better than you did.
Yeah, that's
fine. No, I understand your point. I'm trying to look at our state of emergency now. Thank you, sir.
Well, if we see we're having a problem, come back and address the issue.
Yeah, I think that is when we threw a bunch of this, and that's why, I appreciate the feedback from the department heads, and I like that council was out looking today, so I appreciate you guys taking your time to do that. I think we will continue to make changes with this. I think trying to look at
but 40 cars at two people, that's 80 folks.
So it was pointless then times what? 2 an hour, right? So right. That's where you get
half an hour, that's 80 folks.
Right.
So if those 40 leave and 40 more cars, that's a new 80.
Yeah, I think
but
that's
the other 80 left.
Yeah.
It's not cumulative.
Well, I think
you're right. They're not all there at the same time, John. That's your point. Yeah. You don't have 2,000 at the same time. Right. But his point is there's 2,000 people who maybe wouldn't be here, which right. is the same point about crossing a bridge. 1,500 people go to work. You don't know who they touch, and they come home. So it's not an easy point to deal with, but your point is correct. They won't all be on the beach at the same time. And his point is correct is it does open it to maybe 2,000 additional people. So we can have that debate again. If we think it's not working, we can shut it down.
Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about parking again, so I think it's a good thing to think about. And we'll see what we have one day's worth so the chief can give us input on it. I mean, I do appreciate the fact there are a lot of our citizens that do drive down there. When I was going to Corning every day instead of working from home, I would go down there and look at the ocean before I left. And then when we closed it off, and I was still going to Corning, I would drive around it and go down Atlantic Avenue, which you can't see as well, for two blocks, and then go out of town. So I definitely understand your point. I agree with you. So,
well, if I have a sticker and go down there, can I stay longer than 30 minutes on Atlantic?
Right now it says 30 minutes.
No, right now it's 30.
Because it's for using the business.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
The businesses.
I mean, if you have a sticker and you want to walk down on the beach, you can park on this side of 421 on K Avenue. There's plenty of, those spaces are pretty open right now.
So I don't need to try.
Yeah. I think you have a good point, sir. I think we'll be talking about it again tomorrow. We'll have some input from the chief tomorrow on that. So thank you for highlighting. We need to look at it.
Other comments?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Susan Mike again at 1354 Fort Bridge Boulevard South.
Okay.
And just a quick question about restaurants. Have you explored the option of actually allowing restaurants to open up for reservations only, call in your orders, half or even less than half of capacity, social distance your tables, your people, allow them to only serve at certain spaces in the entire restaurant, and give them like an hour window to eat so that we can start supporting some of our local restaurants, not only with to-go orders, but also with people sitting inside. It helps the citizens get out. It helps everybody feel like they're getting back to some kind of normal. There's still a social distance rule, and it would give restaurants time to clean everything up between people to sanitize, but also allow people to sit inside the restaurant, and it would help our local restaurants allow them immensely to sell more food during this period of time and not just to go work.
Ma'am, I encourage you to send that information to the governor. I'm sure as they work through that, because the governor's order closed inside dining, not Cary Beach's order. And I'm sure that when they open it back up, the public health system will have requirements for all restaurants in the state if they get the opportunity to open up. I know they're looking at what's happening just from following their information what's happening in other states is the Texas, state of Texas just opened up today 25% seating. Georgia has 20% capacity based off the fire load. So I'm sure that the state of North Carolina is looking at a similar issue. The way I would imagine they'll manage that, since restaurants fall underneath the public health regulation, is that the public health service would set the requirements and enforce them. But Curie Beach cannot open the internal dining because that is a governor order, not a Curie Beach order.
The only thing we can be more we can be more restrictive, but we have to follow his order. So in this one, we really have to wait for him.
Okay, and that includes outside dining as well. So if restaurants have outside dining.
Yes, ma'am, he closed that as well. Yes, ma'am, the governor closed that as well.
I guess we need to all contact the governor.
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, this is Pat Long on Flute Point Lane, and I just wanted to make a comment that people are heading to the beach today with their beach chairs and umbrellas, so that's how effective the rule from Friday is so far, and the weekend will probably see more and more. And you open up that parking at Atlantic, I mean, people from everywhere are already talking about coming here. And I felt safe 2 weeks ago. I'm feeling less and less safe with everything that's opening every other day here to everybody from anywhere to come. So that's a concern that I and a lot of other people have.
Pat, did you
and
say...
I want you to take that into consideration.
Did you say you saw people with umbrellas and chairs today?
Chairs. Heading down.
Okay.
And several other people have comments on it.
Okay, we did patrol the beach. We only saw one person with a chair, but we'll keep our eyes open because that is not acceptable. But I get your point.
Thank you.
I get your point. You don't feel as safe with more parking. And I recognize
thank
that.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, I think it's time to let the staff go home.
So
about
we'll meet tomorrow.
Jennifer Ames on Atlantic, and I just want a clarification on the parking along Atlantic. You're going to open the parking tomorrow, but Lanier is not going to be patrolling until maybe Wednesday. I don't understand that.
But we have a police department that is going to handle it until they come up, until they are active on Wednesday. So it is not going to not be enforced. It will be enforced.
But why even open it? Why have the police have to worry about it for one more day? Why don't you just wait until you have the parking authority in place? I mean, the pier's not open, so that's not one of the issues. And why do we need those?
So we would open it so that people who don't live on Atlantic, like you do, have the opportunity to go down and share some of that same ambiance that you would enjoy.
But the police will be patrolling it.
We will be patrolling it, yes.
But right now it's just for the 30 minutes is just for the businesses. You're not going to go on the beach from there, is that correct?
That's the intent.
Do we need to tomorrow? We need to meet tomorrow. We're going to go to Wednesday.
I think tomorrow, because we need to work through what the reply is to the pier owner about parking, so he can make his plans. So I think we need to meet tomorrow.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We continue the meeting until 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
I'll second.
I'm not asked up here.
the taxpayer, I guess, but
I know.
But then what
Mayor, you're not muted.
Would I talk to
council?
Okay, we have a motion for an extension for continuance tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and we will reconsider questions on parking. Did I have a second?
A second, I think.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.